So we came up this morning just to do a gross post-mortem on the whale while it was still on the beach with assistance from the Sligo County Council and the heritage officer. So we had access to heavy machinery to be able to cut open the whale and see if we could access, say, the likes of the stomach contents and parts of the whale for sampling for toxicology analysis and ageing as well by taking teeth.
And did you find anything unusual, Sean, that you normally wouldn't see? Or
the most unusual thing of the whale is that it was a female, which they typically don't turn up around Irish waters. We tend to have males who tolerate the colder water. So that was sort of the main unusual part of it. We were unable to access one of the stomachs, and there wasn't too much prey items in it. There was parasites present, but we didn't notice any man-made objects like plastic or debris or anything like that in that particular one. But because of constraints with the tide, we had to finish up without accessing the rest of the animal. So we unfortunately weren't able to access them, and the council had to bury it then.